What did y'all used to use for bait when you went fishing?
Red worms.
Are they very big?
Sometimes they're that big around if you hit the right spot.
Yeah.
But most of them is little.
Uh-huh. How long are they?
Oh, I have got them out about 3 foot long out of the ground.
3 feet?
Yeah.
A worm?
Yeah, you can pull him up out of the ground there, bro. He just come out just every bit of 2.5 or 3 foot long.
Oh.
When you pull him out, he looks like he's 4 or 5 foot long.
I don't ever want to see the day when I see a 3 foot worm.
Well, we pulled them out of our ground on the black land. Dig down there, boy, and bring them up there, and they'd be go ahead and just pull them up. And when you're stretching them, they'll weigh every bit of 3 foot long.
Yuck. What do you call it? Hard shell thing that pulls in its head and legs.
Turtle.
Okay. What do you call something like a turtle that just lives on dry land?
That's a tarpon.
Okay. What do you call those little things that you find in freshwater streams? They've got claws, and they'll snap at you. And they're about this long, usually, and they swim backwards. And we used to go fishing for them, take a piece of bacon out in the...
Well, I can't think of what they're called, though. I was saying him, but we never did. I never did have any dealings with them.
You didn't? Mm-hmm. I did, except the only dealings I ever had with them was when they bit my finger. It snap at your finger.
Uh-huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they
will. Did it hurt?
Yeah, if they get you very good, if it's a very big one.
Mm-hmm.
But little ones never. Mm-hmm. What do you call those seafood, kind of seafood that, oh, by the time we get them, usually they don't have any head or tail, but they're kind of curled up around like this and sort of white.
Shrimp.
Okay. Let's see. At the fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. Are there any different kinds, you know?
Well, I don't know what they're not meant to be.
Okay. What do you call the insect that flies around the light and tries to get into it?
Light dabber.
A what?
Light dabber, what we always call
it. Oh, really? What's it look like exactly?
White.
Uh-huh.
Just keep swarming around the light.
Yeah.
Dabbers is what we already call them. Yeah. I don't know what they call.
Okay, what do you call the things that eat holes in your wool clothes in the winter? I mean, in the...
Moths.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a dabber?
Mm-mm.
What's the difference?
I think mold.
They look sort of alike, or
no? Well, no, they don't look like. I never have seen any moths very much. I've just seen where they're... Well, they've been in my clothes.
I see. Okay. If you had, let's see. Okay. What do you call those things that fly around at night and flash their lights on and off?
Skeeter, lightning bugs.
Okay, all right. What, you mentioned a skeeter, what's that?
He'll bite and he'll hurt and he'll make his sores on you if you don't watch him.
Right.
We've got big old black skeeters and we've got the little skeeters here.
I saw a dead one on my windowsill just yesterday. That thing was that big.
Skeeter?
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Well, I'll tell you, when they hatch out here in this hedge.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
And I've been wanting this hedge cut out, but
yeah.
Won't nobody cut it down.
Yeah.
And they just hatch out when it rains a whole lot in this hedge.
Oh, then you get them in the house.
Yeah, and I don't know if I can help it.
Yeah.
Because I sprayed skeeter lotion on that screen there.
Yeah.
And then I've got the stuff that my son got that he gave me that I last year, whatever this year, not spray around and they won't come about the door.
Oh, that's good.
Don't I'll buy them. Keep them coming in. I do that, keep them coming in, because if you don't, they come in the door every time it's open.
Yeah. Every time somebody comes in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.